My name is Blanche Camino, and I'm the first district director for the San Luis Obispo County Farm Bureau. Some of you have met me in the past 12 years as a member of the Six County Coalition and the Water Quality Coalition. Good afternoon. I thank you for this opportunity to talk to you about this important topic. We all want our septic systems to function properly and our drinking water to be protected for our families, farms, and personal uses. So we get that part of it out of the way. I would like to address that on-site wastewater system requirement is not necessary due to the fact that you already have the regulatory power and have used your regulatory power in the past to correct problems. My letter talks about the expense that would and the burden that it would put on the transportation and pumping in the San Luis Obispo and the Santa Barbara area, and I will let you read that in the letter. And it is important that the proposal for dedicated area for system expansion does not interfere with agricultural uses. This would cause loss of income and be a heavier burden on the landowner. Any proposal needs to be put to the water quality, to put the water quality monitoring on your agency and not on the responsibility of the individual property owner. It is best that monitoring be a cooperative effort and should be combined with other current monitoring efforts to be cost effective. In closing, remember you, the board, have the authority to have problems corrected. The proposal as it is written would be prohibitive transportation and monetary burden. Agricultural land needs to be protected, and cooperative monitoring is less expensive. I have two other things I'd like to add to what my notes were. It does seem to me that maybe the board put the cart, or the staff put the cart before the horse, and maybe the MOU should have been in place before the implementation. And the other part about it is there is no getting around the fact that we have seen in the last 12 or 15 years that permits do look like they'll be in the future. They cost money. Managing plans do cost money. And monitoring expenses are extremely high. And to downplay the expense of those items is not a good idea. And the other thing, if I have still a little bit of time.
30 seconds.
If this board or the staff has the opportunity, there is a program that was referred to earlier out of UC Davis that will talk about the E. coli 0157 with current monitoring processes that are going on that I think it would benefit this board and the staff to hear. It's about a 2 to 3 hour program. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Looks like RJ Bagby or Patricia Bagby. Lynette Shanahan? Okay. You're asking for this item to be tabled. Okay. All right. Alan Perlman? Followed by Ruth Sullivan?
Hello, I'm Milan Perlman from Los Osos, and I did, in fact, submit comments. I believe you will find them, or you will actually not find all my comments in the staff report. You'll find excerpts and notes. I'm actually finding this particular process to have several elements that I like, but the elements I like are the concepts of streamlining and a recognition of regulatory burden. Yeah, this is kind of another round in the dance between private rights and the government's perception of the benefits to the many. But I think you've heard enough to understand that unless you increase your outreach at this point, you have a public relations boondoggle. I would have seen appropriate outreach to have been workshops in each of the four counties in the county seats with a very general and open discussion with them, because they are the people who are going to be implementing this. In terms of did you really have your ducks in the row in the first place, I believe the basin plan and the waiver were essentially put forth concurrently, and the basin plan as it was put forth, and that was sometime last year, also had a five-year pumping requirement attached. So the fact that you are, and I'm not going to point fingers at staff or the board at this, but the fact that you are here listening to this today does mean that the ducks weren't in a row. The five-year requirement was too obviously a CEQA violation to have gone forth. I believe that you are still inadequate on the issues of CEQA and the public outreach, but I am encouraged by the contact with your staff, in particular Sorrel. I would like to make something clear in terms of the comments that I did submit. My comments, I was suggesting that at some point you could actually, assuming CEQA was followed, turn some of the shoulds into shall. But to turn a should into a shall, you should not burden the population. You should not tax the resources of the board yourselves. You should not tax the resources of the agency that are implementing. And there should not be conflict with the law or the policies of other agencies. And in terms of pumping, and again, I understand you have a framework here that you're moving from an expired that you're covering a regulatory expiration of control and that you need to renew that. But in terms of the pumping requirements, the point, and this would be in my original letter of submission, I hope you read it, the point of pumping is in order to not have, the point of inspection is in order not to have a pumping. So therefore, the inspection must always be much more economically cheap. It must be cheaper than pumping. Otherwise, there's an economic incentive to pump instead of inspect. What you really need to do under AB 32 is consider every single option to allow those septic tanks which have passed some form of inspection to be allowed to maintain their proper operation for as long as possible, rather than have AB 32 violation of shipping unnecessarily wastes. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your comments. Ruth Sullivan, followed by Chris Allaby, and then Bruce Payne.
Good afternoon. This issue of whether or not septic tanks should be allowed on private property never ceases to amaze me. I own a ranch on York Mountain in Templeton, as well as other properties with septics. Anything as basic as a tank in the ground to hold waste matter for a family is basic from all time that I can ever remember, which is almost 79 years. Would the board prefer we continue the old outhouses to dispose of our fecal matter? Are we willing to concede that the farmers and ranchers who supply our food industry must be able to dispose of our waste with a septic tank? Is it either that or are we supposed to go in the woods? It is, if it is your desire that we work in the ag industry, then we should drive into town in order to dispose of our waste, or stay in an apartment in town, or then drive back out to work at the fields, or what is your thinking on it? If you're not going to allow us to have septic systems, we certainly aren't going to be able to live on our ranches. As we all have septic systems to serve our needs, farmers and ranchers are part of the land. We defecate just like everybody else. We need our septic systems. They have worked well for hundreds of years. How can you be so obtuse as to not realize that? The system is energy efficient and disposal of human waste. All of these years, why suddenly is this change? The effluent is as pure as you can get after it leaves a septic tank. This has been tested. The waters leaching back into the water systems of the earth are pure. The testing has proven this. It takes 3 months for water from a septic system to leach back into the groundwater, and it is then pure. This act is so mindless, the additional cost would make it seem likely that it is against development in the country areas. So I ask you, if you pass a measure and not allow the septic systems that would have worked well for so many, many years, Does it mean also that the cattle, the sheep, the deer, the horses, and the fox, the wolves, etc., all need a sewer system along with all of us humans? I'm being facetious. So what really is the true issue here? Do you want us to leave our homes in the ranch, and do you want us to move? Most of us have developed these lands from long back, long many years. And do you want us to just move into town and then drive back and forth to our ranches to work them? What is your thinking here? I guess I'm missing the point. If you want us living in the cities and driving from the farms and ranches to the cities each day, has the board thought this through, or is it your direction from staff and you fail to understand the basic concept? Thank you for your time.
Ma'am, I just wanted to respond to your comments. First of all, I just want to assure you that the action the board is considering today has nothing to do with prohibiting septic systems.
My understanding was.
And where did you
I don't know where you got that information. That is completely incorrect. So let me just clarify what the board is doing today. Under the California Water Code, every person who discharges waste that could affect the quality of the waters of the state, including
septic systems,
is required to obtain waste discharge requirements. That's the normal law. So the process would be you would have to submit an application to the water board. They would issue you a permit, and you'd have to pay a fee every year for that permit. That's the normal process. But the board has an option to waive that requirement, and they can waive that requirement by saying, okay, if you have your septic system permitted by the local agency, you don't have to pay a fee, you don't have to apply to the water board for a permit. You can have that permit requirement waived. So the action today is simply to set up a program where the board is waiving that requirement, so all of you people who have septic tanks do not have to go to the board and get waste discharge requirements and pay an annual fee. All you need to do is make sure you have your septic system permitted by the county, you're operating it properly, and it's working. If it stops working, then you have to go through a process to fix it. And that's just the normal thing. Any of you would fix your system if it's not working. So all the action today is the board is saying, we're going to waive that requirement for you people with septic tanks to have to obtain a permit. You get a waiver of that permit if certain things occur. And what the staff is...
So I go in and get a waiver of a permit that I've had...
And just let me just finish...
That I've already permitted.
Yeah, let me just finish one more part of it. This, even though the board could require all the people with existing systems to go through that process, they're determining today we're not going to make everybody with an existing system come in and even get a waiver. You're going to be... Just operate the way you're operating. If something fails, you have to fix it. So even though they could require everybody who already has an existing system to obtain a permit or obtain a waiver, they're not even doing that. All they're saying today is if you're going to build a new system, you have to get a waiver of waste discharge requirements from either the county or the local agency or the board. If you have an existing system, as long as it's compliant and it's working fine, you really have nothing to do. If it stops working, then you'll have things to do, which you would have to do anyway. So
what's this whole meeting about? This is my understanding.
Well, there's been a lot of misunderstanding about the purpose of this meeting. This meeting is about adopting a waiver of waste discharge requirements so that people will be properly permitted under the water code, under California state law, and can get on with their business. And I don't know why there's a lot of confusion about it, but there is. And is there anything else to be added?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Can I make a comment?
Yes.
There is a lot of misinformation, and a lot of it, I think, can be traced back to some documents that have been apparently distributed. And if the public is relying on this type of document, they're obviously relying on a lot of bad information. And that's, I think, at the source of a lot of the comments we're hearing today. So if we're looking for a source, I think that this is definitely one of them.
Mrs. Sullivan, where did you get your information that the board was going to prohibit?
On the news.
On the news, okay. Mm-hmm. Well.
So if you're releasing to the news, there must be some reason for doing so, don't you think?
Well, I mean,
we didn't have any news releases.
We didn't have any news releases. We published the notice of this action in December saying the board would be considering this waiver of waste discharge requirements. So I just wanted, do you now understand what the board's action is, and do you have any other questions about it?
No, I don't, but thank you for clearing up this one. So you are not going to be condemning people that have septic tanks?
No.
No.
And if they have to replace them, there is no condemnation?
No. The board adopted many years ago, in 1983, criteria for building your septic system. And in last year, in May, they revised that criteria a bit to make it a little bit more strict for new systems. But it's not, there's nothing today that's changing those criteria. They've been around for 26
years. Well, I think that you should make that clearer to the ag industry, because I'm not the only one that's thinking this way.
Yeah, I understand.
And apparently there's been a lot of misunderstanding here, and somebody should clear up this matter, and it should be done immediately. Because I follow the news, and I read everything that comes out, and I'm not making this up. I read it.
Right, I understand. And so I hope that that answered your question and your concerns.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you for your comments, Mrs. Sullivan. Chris Alapi, followed by Bruce Payne, and then Gail McPherson.
Hey, my name is Chris Alaby. I have a CDO number of 1019, which the new folks here would be advised to find out about. And the several things that never seem to get mentioned about this project is the amount of chemicals involved in the treatment. And that runs upwards of 350 gallons a day of things like chlorine, methane, alum, you name it, these things. We've been told over the years that the effluent, that most of it goes into the bay. This has never been proven. And, of course, we have the additional problem of saltwater intrusion, which you don't have in Templeton. Okay. to this date, there's been no pollution in our septic tanks. I live in Los Osos, in our water supply that justifies anything but septic maintenance plan in Los Osos, which we've never had. We have the soil for it, and it is effective. There's no chemicals. There's no mention. I'm sorry. There's no motors or pumps to maintain. There's no pipelines to break and leak. There's no maintenance cost to the district. It's the owner's problem. And only occasional monitoring required to keep everything going. Okay. Going back to the sludge problem, evidently there's approximately 10,000 tons of sludge a year going into Los Osos. What many people don't know, they talk about land application for disposal of the sewer influence, spray fields and such. If one 10-pound bag of that effluent gets on a farm property where edible food is grown, no part of the plant that is to be eaten can touch the soil. And at that, only what they call EQ solids only. Those are very highly treated solids that you can almost eat with a spoon. If any of this happens, it can't be called an organic farm. All these things. All right. When the done with that one. And we talked about chemicals. The okay. Sorry about that. No, okay. The technical advisory committee reports on that again. Is that the 3-minute warning or?
It is. Could you wrap it up, Mr. Alaby?
Okay, that's it. No, the county keeps greasing the skids for the gravity system.
Off the top.
And
Mr. Alibi, are you talking about the county's wastewater treatment plant?
Yes, sir.
That's not what we're talking about with this item. So thank you for your comments.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Payne. Followed by Gail McPherson and then Shauna Sullivan.
Good afternoon, Board. I'm Bruce Payne, resident of Los Osos. Cease and desist order number 1000. By the way, Chris, who just spoke, CDO number 1019, so that makes us 20 numbers apart, the first 20 numbers apart on consecutive lot numbers. There's another computer program. It's called the probability that would be fun to run on it. What I'm really here is to talk about tabling or continuing this until further study and sufficient additional public notice has been provided. There were a couple of things that I didn't understand, but the confusing set of rules, the Water Board will issue temporary waivers as rules implemented for existing systems, and they collect data on the owner's properties. But already, at least 13 communities will face discharge prohibition zones because they fail to meet new standards, similar to what was imposed on Los Osos and require advanced system upgrades. Those of us in Los Osos know that there is a problem with septic tanks that were permitted in high groundwater, and that needs to be taken care of. There's no doubt about that. But the thing that we don't understand, which came to my observation, was when we all got CDOs, we found that Redfield Woods has hundreds of houses with 60-foot of ADOS zone. So what determines these problem areas? How are they determined? We've been told that they needed more houses in order to pay for a multi-million dollar sewer. And also this that I just read said that there would be approved and functioning on-site septic systems. Where was it? Anyway, that alternative things would be told to us that had problems. And so anyway, without making case for water quality benefits and cost impacts, the spokesperson person for Citizens for Clean Water, a grassroots group, wonder why this is moving forward. Others note that recently introduced legislation would repeal AB 885 because it's unworkable and poorly justified, and the regional board should not be taking actions that would single out 100,000 approved and functioning on-site systems. So I'm really, really asking you to table this and continue it until further study and the public notice with 100,000 septic tanks. This room should have been filled to where we only had 10 seconds apiece to talk. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments, Mr. Payne. Gail McPherson, then Shauna Sullivan. And it looks like CZ Whitney.
I want to organize for just a second, but I wanted to just show you the stack of information. It's just a partial reading of what the average citizen has to look at to be advised on this. But with that, set up here. And before I start, I just want to mention that this is what was referred to by staff. Well, this was not part of my comment, but you did bring this up, and I just want to say these words are your words. These are directly off of your site. The man with the well has additional things he has to do, Mr. Young. and you're misleading the public to say otherwise. Okay, I'm just starting now, okay? That was just, this was brought up, this was, I'm sorry, but this was brought up outside of my prepared comments. And two people, two and a half minutes. But two other people were willing to donate their minutes, and you guys refused to allow that.
One has donated minutes. You have 2 minutes and 25 seconds.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, I'd like to incorporate by reference all of the information that's been presented today, all the testimony that supports a continuance, including John Ricker's comments that also go to that, even though he was not suggesting that. I'm not challenging the Water Board's authority or responsibility to protect water or to enforce to protect water quality. The requirement for compliance with the Basin Plan has always been the law. The amendment is not required to continue doing what you've been doing that has worked very well, which has been reported by lots of people, including John Ricker. The proposed waiver is independent from the criteria, is what you're kind of trying to say today. But last May, you continued the item. They were together on the agenda. I have the minutes. I have the record. You renumbered it. That doesn't, and you say that makes it a new item, so you didn't have to tell anyone. How many people did you notify? Who are the interested people if they aren't the people who are going to pay the bill? Maybe not to you, but to their local agencies. This is their only chance to stop this or to have any kind of public input. The affected parties, I have the definition of affected parties from your own words. Individuals, businesses, local governing agencies, designing, constructing, using, maintaining, or permitting on-site wastewater systems. Where are they? They weren't noticed. They weren't notified, and they should have been required to be. AB 916 and AB 268, excuse me, amend the water code, and that was supposed to be for funding. There's no funding for this. There's no funding to help people. The $45,000 that you say it's going to cost at the state level to upgrade a system, if that well does not comply, if that waterway is too close, if another granny unit has been added, is not being discussed, and you're sweeping it under the rug, and it's disingenuous. Sorrell said compliance is based on meeting criteria. Criteria equals measure. The waiver incorporates criteria, according to your own words and the state board's words. And when we ask, how do we know if we're in compliance now? She says, it depends. And then when we say, how will we accept these criteria? How will we accept this if we don't know? I worked at a treatment plant. I ran a large agency. You know what? I wouldn't accept a permit limit unless I knew my plant could comply. I want to know, can my septic system comply before I accept the consequences up to and in including having to lose my home? And if you don't think it's true, look at your enforcement policy that is tightening down so that you can be allowed to enforce these very regulations. Nobody can be reasonably expected to accept this on a depends.
Can you wrap it up, please?
Later comments are vague. Okay. Last, let's see. I had a I had a CEQA issue, and let's see if I can find it real quick. I'm sorry. Here's your staff report that continued the item. Section 15123 of the state CEQA guidelines, and this is the state CEQA on AB 885, which is very similar to what you're doing here, has a whole list of things that are concerns. I suggest you look at those concerns, plus the 25 questions that were coming from the public that I didn't get an answer on, that I submitted over a year ago, and we're in a report today, which I haven't had a chance to look at. And that you didn't even acknowledge that. We're trying to do a service for you to help educate the public, and we're treated like we're just a thorn in your side.
Thank you for your comments, Ms. McPherson.
Thank you so much for listening.
Donna Sullivan, CZ Whitney, and then Steve Dickmeyer.
Just a second, I got to clean up. My exercise.
Donna Sullivan, before the clock gets turned on, if I could respond to the chair's question earlier directed to me. I directed some correspondence to the board back in April, again in May. I submitted it at the scoping meeting in November. It didn't wind up in the packet. The first sentence on that states, that I am objecting to the board's attempt to condition waiver of waste discharge requirements on various agencies and individuals' compliance with unfunded mandates set forth in the proposed basin plan amendments and vague discretionary language with regard to waiver of waste discharge permits. As you may recall, in May, those items were all on the agenda. This letter addressed those, both letters addressed all of those. I wanted to be part of the administrative record.
It is.
Okay, now I can start my 3 minutes. Waivers are discretionary and therefore they require CEQA review. While basin plans can be adopted without full CEQA review, we submit inadequate review to meet what few CEQA standards and requirements that are left were not met here. In any event, since the proposed waiver requires compliance with the basin plan amendment, these amendments, CEQA review cannot be circumvented by claiming that the May 9th criteria and the simultaneous adoption of these waivers and resolutions meet those requirements. Obviously, when OAL said that you need to have the implementation and also the criteria addressed at the same time, and you're bringing them all up together, then they need to be addressed all at the same time. I attended the scoping meeting on November 14th and was told we couldn't talk about what you were implementing, just how to do it. So there was very little comment that could be made because you just wanted to know how to do it. Your staff report states that it's impracticable for the water board to regulate 100,000 septic tanks. I submit forcing the local jurisdictions to regulate them in accordance with your mandates that are unfunded, this basin plan, and MOUs, which we've never seen or know what they consist of, which you require the local agencies to execute, is improper. That's an abuse of your authority. I wanted to point out that I did notice in the paper when you published on December 23rd in the legal notices of the Tribune when you noticed that this meeting would be in Salinas, not this town. So I'm going to submit to you that I think your notice was inadequate that one time you published in the Tribune for San Luis Obispo County. I object to this being going forward without notifying individual owners. If you could take the time to send 4,500 notices of violations to Los Osos residents, I think you can spend the money to send 100,000 people notices that they're about to be regulated and forced to be part of the maintenance system. I object to the adoption of a resolution authorizing a waiver only if public entities enter into MOUs, which are currently not available, and that the MOUs will require the public entities to comply with your unfunded mandates to monitor, regulate, and enforce these restrictions on existing septic systems and on on-site systems. Obviously, this affects existing systems because you're asking the entities, in order to get a waiver, to monitor and enforce the regulations you desire not to enforce yourselves. Alternative systems are prohibited under this basin plan. And I want to know, if one has a septic tank on less than 1 acre and that septic system fails, will that person be allowed to replace that septic system without having to meet your current criteria, and how can they possibly meet the criteria if it's a one-acre limitation? Will you then require that person not to have a septic tank? What will you do if someone is on less than 1 acre and they don't have a septic tank, or they have a septic tank that fails? Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. DZ Whitney, followed by Steve Dickmeyer.
Good afternoon, board members. CZ Whitney representing the Agricultural Business and Labor Educational Coalition of San Luis Obispo County, ABLECO. ABLECO and its affiliates represent more than 2,000 businesses, organizations, and individuals in San Luis Obispo and Santa Barbara counties. ABLECO agrees with the testimony expressing or that opposes the adoption of Resolution R3-2009-0012 at today's hearing. We also have concerns with the language appearing on page 4 of the staff report. Right at the top of page 4, the first new paragraph, proposed resolution authorizes the executive officer to approve and execute on behalf of the Central Coast Water Board individual MOUs with local agencies in the region. That's your job. That's why you've been appointed. By the time you get a staff member involved in doing that, it gets too far removed from the political process. We don't see this language in the resolution as presented in Attachment 1. The only thing that comes close to it is on page 3 of Attachment 1, item 16, last sentence, Water Board's executive officer may impose monitoring reporting requirements as authorized pursuant to Water Code Section 13267, et cetera, et cetera. So that's something that really needs to be clarified, and we do have some real concerns in removing those types of decisions and those types of agreements as far as it will be removed if the staff is allowed to do it from the political process. Our question is there an agenda here or is this a mandate? This is a discretionary hearing, and you wouldn't be having a hearing if you don't have to adopt this resolution today. You can reject it, you can table it. It is discretionary. It is your choice to do what you want to do as a board. Notification of standards. Is it really too difficult to make a bona fide attempt to notice all stakeholders prior to hearings to ensure greater public participation? I'm sure all stakeholders affected by this resolution will be notified when it comes time for implementation, collecting fees, and enforcement. ABLECO supports tabling the resolution until state guidelines have been thoroughly addressed, clarified, and adopted by the state board. At the very least, we would ask that you continue this item, extend the public comment period, make a bona fide attempt to contact all stakeholders by expanding public notice, hold hearings in San Luis Obispo County before adopting this resolution or making a decision on it other than to table it or continue it or reject it. And as you have indicated that you will be taking action today, we ask that you reject this resolution, and if you feel you have to have something in place because of the expiration of the previous rules that were in place, readopt the previous program and standards that expired in 2004. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Whitney. Steve Dickmeyer. Followed by Ruby Roth.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, honorable members of the board. I live in San Miguel, California, which is in San Luis Obispo. I have a farm and I have septic system. I'm troubled by this because I have not seen the proposed regulations and the fiscal impacts they may have on the individual landowners that have the septic systems. And I've talked to a number of people here that I've never seen before, and nobody knows what those are, what's being proposed. It seems like there'd be a website where the proposed regulations and everything would be fully described. On that basis, I would really urge you to continue this until that could be made available through the internet or whatever means you want so the public can thoroughly understand these issues. And it may be after everybody completely understands the issues, you may have absolutely 90% or more of the people that are in favor of this. Right now, everybody, I think, is reacting out of fear because they don't know what's going to happen. That's an injustice to the people and to your constituents. I would also urge the board to petition the state legislators to create a state law that requires the state political subdivisions to implement and manage the on-site plans. That would make the system much simpler for the counties, the water board, and everything else. The counties already have regulations and controls, so it wouldn't be that onerous of a burden on them to be responsible for all the land in each individual county instead of having all the local jurisdictions included. You would have better compliance, and I think you would achieve more what you're trying to seek. I think everybody wants clean water, but it has to also be fiscally. It cannot destroy people in the process of doing that, where they lose everything they own. And I think you need to consider that as part of it. And that in the future, with new guidelines, those areas that have been permitted in the past to have been allowed to put in their septic systems, perhaps in the future there's similar sites like that should not occur. But then everybody would know going into it, if they were a smart person, that they couldn't build. I'm one of those people who aren't smart. I bought a piece of land in Riverside County and wouldn't pass a PERC test. But I have built in San Diego County and San Luis Obispo County, and I went through all the proper procedures, and I was able to put in a proper system. But thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Ruby Roth, followed by Corrine
Coonley. Yes. Hi, I'm Ruby Roth. Usually I come prepared for things like this, but again, because I wasn't aware of this, I had no time to prepare for this. All I would like to say is I would like to incorporate this and support a continuance of all of our testimonies. We did buy some property about 3 years ago, and the septic system, when we had it tested, failed. Whatever system you have in force right now is working. So we had to put a new system in, and it cost over $25,000. So I don't know why we have to change anything when whatever's working right now is doing fine. So I just ask that you take the time, let all of us learn what is going on here, and then have another meeting, and then take a vote on it. Don't just vote on something without everybody else knowing what's going on. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Corrine Coonley and David Athey.
Good afternoon. I had just heard about this as many people here yesterday, and our family had heard about this through the state level that it had been tabled indefinitely, and so therefore we were relaxed about it. And then when we were aware of this yesterday, it came as quite a surprise because, number one, there's the fear factor of all these questions, and then we looked at this and said, well, there's this $560 fee per septic tank, correct? And now, so then we said, well, what, at a one-time shot? No, it's an ongoing fee. And so I think if you're going to be asking your taxpayers to incorporate a new tax, because I look at this as a tax, then you, in all fairness, let's spread the word to all these people that this is going to affect. Because this gentleman said, well, that's really not that much money. Well, I beg to differ. The state of California, the most dysfunctional state in the union at this time, because they are up to here in debt, they're passing the buck on to us, the taxpayers, already. And when we're trying to make ends meet, we're trying to survive, we're trying to retain what we have, we're hard workers, we're responsible taxpayers. And all I want from you is transparency in what you're trying to do to us, and that is communication from your staff to all of the citizens that this is going to affect. This is very important to us. And I've been told, I called the state assembly office yesterday because I wanted to know what they knew about this. They knew nothing. And I said, well, how on earth can they be voting on an issue that's going to affect the taxpayers for however? And in your statement here, it said, right now, currently, this fee is $560. I've heard that before in different issues, and you know what? That means it's going to go up. Eventually, it will go up. So in all fairness, please, I ask you to table this or ask for a continuancy. In all fairness, to us, the taxpayers who own septic tanks. And you know what? Those septic tanks are a need. They're not a want. We have to have them. So please show us that consideration. Thank you.
Are you under the impression that this $560 fee would apply to those that currently have tanks?
Yes.
Maybe staff could just address that very quickly, because I...
It says here, right here.
Oh, okay. That's certainly one of the questions that we'll address, but there are no fees that apply to properly functioning on-site systems associated with this proposal. The existing systems. The $560 application fee is for coverage under the waiver for new systems.
And is that a one-time fee or an annual repeating fee?
That is a one-time application fee. It happens to be the same amount as the annual fee if we don't have this waiver and we have individual waste discharge requirements. There is an annual fee associated with individual waste discharge requirements if we don't have an implementation program, including some sort of waiver. That's part of the permit streamlining that we're trying to...
So you're saying if we don't pass this today, they could be looking at $560 a year, and if we do pass it, they're either looking at $560 once or nothing if they have a good system.
Correct. And that is for new systems.
Up to you guys.
But once again, that fee is for new systems, not properly functioning existing systems.
And then you go back one, you go one step forward. If your system fails and it requires a repair, there's no fee for that either. That's if we pass this deal. And if you so be careful what you ask for.
Sir, that's what I'm up here for. I'm asking clarity because I'm a one of 100.
I understand. We had our legal counsel go over that just 15 minutes ago.
I realize
step by
that,
step
but
by
I'm
step.
Saying that the communication was not delivered out there to all of us taxpayers that have this.
Well, there was some communication delivered because there's a bunch of people here who got a bunch of bad information from the radio. And they're all up in arms. So, or there are several people who have said they heard some radio show and think that we're here to outlaw their septic systems.
All we're trying to do is to try to save you the $560 every year that would be
occurring. I mean, where did you hear about this, if I could ask? Where did you hear about this?
A friend had called and said that it had been announced on the radio.
On the radio. Okay, there it is.
Thank you.
And the fee is imposed by Sacramento, not by our regional board. You know, we haven't created that, but it's...
That's correct, but my understanding that this fee that was addressed last summer at the Sacramento level when they tabled it, if this fee is implemented, Region 3 is the only region in the state of California of all 11 regions that would be implementing this. Is that correct?
Can I clarify that? There was a law passed, what is it, AB 885? In what year? 1990?
No, 2000.
2000, requiring the State Water Resources Control Board to adopt regulations addressing septic systems. They've been in that process for quite some time. They have tabled that for the moment because they got a lot of comments and concerns. So there seems to be quite a bit of confusion today that the requirements that the State Water Board proposed are not what the Regional Board is considering today. The Regional Board has nothing to do with the State Water Board's adoption of regulations. Today is simply if you're going to propose to build a new septic system, you would either have to get a waiver of waste discharge requirements, a waiver of a permit from the regional board and pay a one-time fee of $560, or if your county or your local agency has entered into an MOU with the regional water board and is implementing a program to address septic systems, you would not have to pay any fee. You would just go straight to your local agency and deal with your new system. If you have an existing system that fails, you would have to repair it, and that's already in the law. The board isn't making any changes to any requirements related to repairing failed systems or requiring any new fee or anything related to failed systems. Anybody that has a failed system would want to correct it, and the local agencies have requirements addressing failed systems. The Regional Water Board's criteria for septic systems have criteria to deal with failed systems. That today's action doesn't change any of that, add anything new, whatever. It's just the existing requirements that would apply to anybody who has a system that fails. Today is just about relieving all of the people who have systems from having to essentially go through two agencies to get a permit for their system. This would allow local agencies to directly regulate without having to have the regional board come along and regulate also. That's what today's action is about. If the local agencies don't do that, then the regional board is obligated by law to regulate those systems. Their job is to regulate discharges that affect water quality. So the purpose of today is to streamline all that. If the local agencies do it appropriately, the regional board is out of the picture. It's only if the local agencies and the regional boards can't work that out, then the regional board is required by law to regulate. They can't delegate their authority to somebody else. They have to do it. So that's what today is about, is regional boards waiving the requirement that you have to get a permit and instead work through your local agency to deal with your septic system like you've always done for the last many decades. So it's not trying to add new requirements, add new fees. It's, in fact, trying to reduce any requirement to have a fee or have new requirements.
So it would be just the one time, the
$560. Right. If you're a brand new system and there's no structure with the local agency to oversee your building of your new system, then you'd have to come to the regional board and you'd pay your $560 fee. If the regional board has worked out a relationship with the local agency, you don't have to pay the regional board a fee. You might the local agencies have their own fees. We have no jurisdiction over them charging their own fees, but that's you'd have to do anyway. This would just save you from having to pay another fee to the regional water board. So
double dipping. That's what was a concern.
Yeah, so are you more clear now about what this is about?
I believe, but you said, so, okay, I'll use myself as an example. I have a home that has two septic tanks. Now, do I have to go in and apply for an application now to have both of them inspected to see if they're in compliance?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
They're there.
Pardon me?
They're there. And
right.
As long as they're functioning properly.
And let me tell you, when they're not functioning properly, you will know.
Oh, hey. I know. That's what I said. It's a need.
I want to make one more comment here just so that everybody understands that I am a septic tank owner. So I would not be. I'm looking at it the same side as you are. So if that makes you guys any more comfortable.
Thank you for your clarity. Thank you.
Okay, and you have any more questions? Because I want to be sure that people here understand what is the action the board is taking. Because there is definitely, there's a lot of confusion because the State Water Board is doing these regulations that may someday apply. But today's action by this regional board is simply to address the regional board's obligation to regulate septic systems, and they want to do it in a way that streamlines the process so 100,000 people don't have to line up outside the regional board office and get permits. They can go through their local agency and deal with it the way they always have, and that's the purpose of today's action.
May I ask, how do you fly your agenda? When I heard one lady say that there was a notice in the paper in December,
This is being adopted as what we call a basin plan amendment. The basin plan is the water quality control plan for the regional water board, and under the law that applies to amending the basin plan, they're required to give at least 45 days notice of the action. So in December, and they're required to publish it in a newspaper of general circulation. And so in December, they did that. They also put it on their website. They also notified people that they knew were interested in this matter and published it again with the agenda for this particular item about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
I'm just trying to say I'm going to go home and my family's going to say, well, that, where can we find this? I mean, if they're not
and
in
you
the
can
internet,
go on the regional
to look
board's
for it, I mean, to know
website,
it was coming up.
Yeah. You can go on the Regional Water Board's okay. website and ask one of the staff to make sure you have that address to check. You can call Sorrel and she can explain it all.
Thank you very much.
You clear now about what? Okay.
That did help. Thank you.
And I'm curious, the 100,000 people, are they ones that have septic tanks right now and that?
That's what it said, over 100,000 people in here.
Okay. So they don't have to pay a fee. I mean, they have the
Amen.
Tank.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, it really doesn't apply to them. You know?
And just to clarify that, I wouldn't say it absolutely does not apply to them. If it fails, there are requirements for updating your system that are in the that are currently in the basin plan, and you know you would have to comply with those if you have to upgrade your system. But if your system is existing, operating, and it's fine, you're not going to have to come and pay a fee. You're not going to have to come and apply for a permit to the Regional Water Board. You just go on with your normal process. So,
may I add in helping to kind of clarify the big pieces in today's discussion, the fact that we are renegotiating the expired MOUs means that there's activity at the county level that you will also want to engage in. And I'm not sure what stage you're from San Luis Obispo County? Yeah, I'm not sure what stage that process is in, but certainly contact Public Works or Planning Department, where the staff there would be engaged with Regional Board. They will let you know where they are in the process and what they anticipate in terms of public review, public input hearings that they will hold as part of their decision and review. It will go to the Board of Supervisors. You'll be able to communicate to Supervisor Meacham and others who are going to engage in some review and decision-making at the county level. So don't overlook that process, because I think that's actually a more immediate local level control arena in which to bring your issues up.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. David Athey and Steve Schimmick, and the last speaker is Joy Sprager? Sprager, okay.
Chairman Young, members of the board, I'm David Athey from the City of Atascadero. I'm Deputy Public Works Director. I appreciate the opportunity to come here today and talk to you about these issues. I heard the City of Atascadero come up in the discussion, so my ears perked up, and I thought I'd just come up, clarify a few things. Ms. Hunter, you talked about the public process. City of Atascadero has run a very rigorous public process. We've had a public meeting, gathered input from our citizens, and actually handed those to Regional Board staff and their public input on this issue. So we really believe in that. In terms of an MOU and a septic system management plan, we will be taking that to the public. We do notify the Chamber of Commerce, Main Street, Board of Realtors, all the pertinent folks who have a stake, along with our citizens also. We publish in the newspaper. So we do that, and we do believe in that, and we do believe you got to go the extra mile to get the buy-in from your citizens and consensus. Maybe not everybody agrees on it, but at least you get consensus, and we do that. excuse me. Mr. Shallcross, you had mentioned, you know, which entities do not have a MOU, and I'm not sure if we have an MOU or not with the Regional Board, but we do implement the Regional Board Basin Plan criteria as currently written. We work very closely with David Licaro, a caseworker, staff at the Regional Board, make sure we are doing that correctly, and we do coordinate back and forth on issues such as failures and those kind of things. We keep Mr. Licaro informed when that does occur, and we hope this implementation policy goes through, because whereas it's not perfect for us, we don't believe we need a septic system management plan to do this, because we think the current criteria is protective of water quality. We will work through that and come up with a final document in the future. In terms of the permit fee, I don't want to get anything confused, but there is a permit fee. There is a fee involved with permitting and fixing septic systems when they fail. So there will be a fee at the City of Atascadero. And I just want the citizens who may be here to know that it does range in cost. We do expedite failed systems in 1 to 2 days because we need to get that septic effluent back underground. And new systems could be more depending on the number of plan checks. So there is a fee involved. It's just shifted from the state to the city where it'll be charged. One thing I'd like the board maybe to consider is a little help for the cities. Right now we're at a $3 million deficit. I'm not looking for a handout, maybe a matching grant where the city comes up with half the dollars, regional board can find half the dollars somewhere and give us to help us produce the septic system management plan. We're looking at between $10,000 and $30,000, depending on complexity, depending on what regional board staff wants. Now, typically, they've been very consistent and technically sound in what they're requesting. But, however, depending on what's wanted, and I'll wrap up, if you could maybe direct staff to look at taking some swamp money, some regional monitoring money, and directing that toward the cities and counties, or some of the Guadalupe funds, that would be much appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Okay, Steve Shemek. And last speaker is Joy Sprager.
Good afternoon. My name is Steve Shemek, and I'd like to make this part clear. I'm representing Monterey Coast Keeper, and I'm representing San Luis Obispo Coast Keeper. We are in support of the staff recommendation. Good policy for on-site systems is overdue and lacking, and we need it. Especially, we need a way to be able to better talk about these failing systems and be able to, you know, get these management plans and communities that have not thought about septic system management, you know, to think a little bit more deeply about it. We need that. Do not put this item off. This has been properly noticed. For those of us that are, you know, like, are paying attention and are aware of what the regional board does, I get lots of notices from you guys. I get plenty of notice, that's for sure. Please adopt the staff recommendation. We appreciate the earlier comment that the vast majority of people impacted by the failing systems are the people that are not on systems. The San Lorenzo River and San Lorenzo Valley is in my area, and we know we have a problem, and we know we have to deal with it, and we're dealing with it. The county's dealing with it, but this is an important issue for water quality. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your comments. Last speaker is Joy Sprager.
Joy Sprague.
Sprague.
Okay. I would like to submit these just as a comment stat for this agenda item. Would you like? I'm sorry they came in so late. Who wouldn't be for, you know, less permit money and less, you know, bureaucracy to get, you know, any septic system put in? If that's the case, I'm all for this, absolutely. But if this in any way streamlines the new management plan, for instance, in San Luis Obispo County, the draft plan that is being worked on, if this eliminates any sort of public comment on that plan or, you know, stifles any kind of community awareness and just shoves it through, then I'm definitely not for this agenda item. Okay, so maybe if you can clarify that.
Management plan are you talking about?
I'm talking about the San Luis Obispo County management plan that's in draft order, I believe, right now.
Is it a septic management plan?
Yes. It's for the septics, yes. Am I correct?
Why don't you go ahead and ask your questions, and we'll compile so as we have been with everybody else.
If what I'm asking is, you know, I'm all for this waiver and, you know, for this to be passed, if that is all it is, but if this in any way eliminates or prohibits any kind of, you know, community awareness or input on the draft that's being handled in San Luis Obispo County, then I'm not for this. Okay? Thank you.
Okay. Okay, thank you for your comments. Does any other member of the public wish to address the board on this item that hasn't spoken already? Okay.